In 2005, Alberto Fernandez was 18 years old and working as a dishwasher in Fond du Lac. He got drunk one night, stole a car for a joyride, and wrecked it in a railroad yard, injuring a railroad worker. He was placed on probation and spent a couple of months in jail. He was also ordered to pay $68,000 in restitution. But two-thirds of that money was to go to two large insurance companies, not to the victim who suffered injuries. The court, in a 5-2 ruling, said Fernandez must pay the full amount, despite the fact that he's completed his sentence. Joe Amon is a spokesman for the Public Defender's Office that represented Fernandez.
Although the statute says the court has to consider the reasonable ability of the defendant to pay, the court can ignore that and impose an amount far in excess of what anybody could reasonably say the defendant could pay during the term of the sentence, and really in this case, you know, for the rest of this guy's life.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen applauded the ruling as a victory for crime victims, but Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley took their colleagues on the bench to task for failing to consider whether or not insurance companies should be viewed as true victims in a case like this. They argued for clarifying the statute to allow judges to have discretion when apportioning out restitution and the requirements to pay actual victims versus third parties. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.